And just to be clear, that was me. I looked in the mirror. I hated who I saw, legitimately. So I get it. I've been there. I was very much, I felt very alone. I felt like an outcast for a majority of my life growing up. That was my pattern. And then I started attracting these men that were treating me pretty horribly.
Yeah.
And that was a reflection of how I would treat myself.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's so important to own your darkness, because it gives other people hope. I've definitely transformed my pain into my purpose and my platform. My dad would always say that, he would always say, be careful what you think, because your thoughts create your words create your actions create your character, and your character determines your destiny. Confidence is so freaking sexy. Yeah. It is the sexiest thing.
Hi, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for deciding to listening to this episode. Thank you for making a conscious decision to be open to learn and improve in order to lead a better life. And even though I have a big mission to help at least 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, right now, you are the most important person to me. So please help me on my mission by being the best version of yourself, give it your all, and most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the ride. Confidence means feeling sure of yourself and your abilities, not in an arrogant way, but in a calm, secure way. Confidence isn't about feeling superior to others. It's a quiet inner knowledge that you're capable. I truly believe that confidence is one of the most important traits to become successful in any given field. That is why I'm so excited for this week's guest, Ashley Han, the author of Magnetic Confidence. Today, we'll share her personal journey of self-exploration and how she created a life of abundance with confidence. So stop robbing yourself of the love, happiness, and success you deserve. And the first step is to kick back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Welcome, Ashley Han.
Thank you so much for having me, Peter.
I'm so glad that you're here. And we always start very light here at the I Love Success podcast. So the question that I'm really curious about, who is Ash truly as a human being?
Ooh, so I am, for me, I am more than just, like, a lot of people say, like, who am I? I'm a, you know, I'm an author, I'm a speaker, I'm a, you know, marketing and brand strategist, these things, but those are really, they're part of who I am, but they're not me to the core. So me, I am so goofy, okay? I've snorted on occasion on podcast episodes,
yeah,
just to forewarn you and your audience.
Yeah,
it might happen. So I'm very goofy. I've got this dorky side to me. I'm super family oriented. I feel that, I'm a deep feeler.
Yeah.
I have a heart for humanity. And probably the thing that lights me up more than anything else is lighting others up and seeing them just reach their, for example, confidence, finally feel confident in themselves, finally feel worthy, like finally have that breakthrough that they've been waiting to have all their lives. I live for that stuff. So
does that come from pain or from an inner drive of just doing that?
It's a combo. I've always been really driven. So that's always been, I mean, I was a 4.0 student. I've always been really driven. I've definitely transformed my pain into my purpose and my platform.
Yeah.
I was not confident. I was the opposite of confident. Like, I was so insecure. I had very low self-worth. I was consistently discounting myself, felt this incessant need to prove myself to others. And I was really depressed. I would have these bouts of depression that would last days, sometimes weeks, sometimes even months, where I just wanted to curl up in a ball and disappear. I used to have suicidal thoughts. I was diagnosed with severe anxiety disorder, and I was on anxiety meds for 2 years straight. I was taking anxiety meds every day, which really just numbed me out. And honestly, I felt more lost. I was just less anxious, but still probably more lost. And I send so much love to that past self, to where I was. And I'm so grateful because now I'm able to speak to other men, women around the world who are going through that. And like, I can speak into it because I've been there, and they see there's another side. They see the hope, they see the possibility. And that is enough. If you know it's possible, if you see someone else who's living proof of that, that can be enough to get you to take action into transforming your life.
Yeah, and that's why there's a lot of kind of bad things with social media, but that's why I love social media and YouTube and podcasts, because like 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't see someone like yourself talking about these things and just kind of connect. You had to meet that person and open up in a way that was very rare to do with a stranger, right? Mm-hmm. So it's so brave what you're doing. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about your dad, because I listened to the podcast you did with Joel, Addicted to Success, and you mentioned one of your tattoos, and you probably can talk a little bit about it here too. And you talked about your dad had all this kind of like positive mindset going around in your home. So can you just share, why do you think he did that, and how has that affected you?
Yes, my dad would always say that, he would always say, be careful what you think, because your thoughts create your words create your actions create your character, and your character determines your destiny. So he would say this to me, but he didn't just say it, he plastered it all over his house. Like, you literally could not go to the bathroom without seeing it, because it was plastered right in front of the toilet, like framed. And the reason he did this is because for him, that quote was the most powerful. It just really resonated with him, and he would impress it upon us kids, my brother and I, to keep us conscious. He wanted us to be conscious of our thoughts. And he would always say, this is actually funny. I didn't say this on Joel's podcast, but he would say, I would be like, Dad, they're just making me so angry. You know, I come home and they're just making me so angry. Ashley, remember, no one can make you angry. You're the one interpreting it. That's your interpretation that's making you angry. And I'm like, I wouldn't get it at first, right? Well, my dad tells this story to all of his friends. He said, it was like, because he said that to us all the time. No one can make you angry. No one can make you sad. And I had done something, I guess, bad. Maybe, I don't know what I did. I don't remember. But my dad was angry at me because I had done something wrong, done some glide or whatever it was, as kids do. And he came into my room and he goes, Ashley, you're making me so mad. And I go, Daddy, only you can make yourself mad. And he just walks out and he's like, damn it, she's right.
That's when he walks away. Wow,
and so he tells that story to all of his friends. Yeah. And she's like, and he's like, what have I created? What have I done?
Created a monster. Wow. That's so cool. But yeah. I love that your dad did that. And he probably knew that you needed that too, right? Because it's a tattoo right on your rib now, right? But let's just talk about, like, how does someone go from being depressed, suicidal, to writing a book about magnetic confidence? Like, what's the process that you have had to go through to become that person?
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing I'll say right now, and a lot of people are doing this, and it's happening a lot because there's all these accounts coming out, positivity, mindset, da da. Don't paint positivity over pain. Don't do it. So many people are painting positivity on themselves, and they're not at that step yet. It's okay. And one thing that really resonated with me when I was receiving my coaching, when I was in my process, is sometimes it's okay to not be okay. Yeah. We must embrace the darkness in us. That's the only way we'll overcome it. Yeah. If what we resist persists. And the more we resist it, it's just gonna, and also when we're resisting it, we're typically ashamed of it in some way. We don't wanna admit it, so we're pushing it down. Well, secrecy breeds shame. So by you trying to keep it a secret and shoving it down, you're actually compounding the darkness. It's just getting, it's just growing and festering.
It's like a balloon, you're pushing down the water. Sooner or later, it's going to blow up.
You know? Yeah. And it's about finding the beauty in the contrast. And that's with everything. We're talking about haters, same thing. It's the beauty in the contrast. It's life. Everything has contrast. Light cannot exist without darkness. So don't paint on positivity over pain, because that's just gonna, it's just gonna rear its head again and keep rearing its head until you deal with it. A lot of us don't want to deal with it. And on one thing I love doing is shadow work. And I learned this from one of my coaches, Jenna Phillips Ballard. She does a lot of shadow work, and she is one of the main reasons or catalyst for my transformation. It was her center. And
how did you get in touch with, like, what was the step to, like, I need help, I need to change?
It just honestly came one day, and I was at this point where I was just like kind of throwing in the towel. I was just really lost. I didn't feel purpose and meaning. I didn't feel fulfillment. And one day my best friend says, hey, and I'd met Jenna, it's her center. And my best friend goes, hey, remember Jenna, you met her? Well, they're doing this leadership course. It's 4 months and it's all about, you know, leadership and, you know, mindset. You know, you grew up with this stuff with your dad. Like, do you want to just do it? And I'm like, why not? I was at this point of like, why not? I'll give anything a shot at this point. So I was at that point where it was like, so why not? I jumped in. I did not know what I was getting myself into. I remember wanting to book it out of the door because I was just like, what in the heck is Bob? Like, what is this? And it ended up being an incredibly powerful transformational experience for me. And I have not looked back since. I've been on the journey ever since that experience. So
it's so crazy, like, that sometimes we have to, like, we have to go deep in order to get up, right? Because a lot of people, they're not open to even what we're talking about right now, because they're not in that situation in their life. But I would encourage you, be open to learn things. Don't wait for that moment. You could do it earlier, right?
Yeah, because we don't know what we don't know. And to think that we know everything, even about ourselves, is honestly a bit arrogant and naive. It's just there's so many parts of ourselves that we don't even know because we just haven't gone there. And that, to me, is that's the beautiful part. I mean, you're on the journey. That's the it's a lifestyle. Transformation isn't a thing to attain. It's a journey to be had. It's a process. It's a lifestyle. And that's the journey I'm on. And that's why I love this work. I'm still every day uncovering new things, growing all the time, always leveling up. I mean, you're on the same path. It's a beautiful journey. And one thing too is, for those of you listening, if there's a place you want to get, if there's a goal you want to accomplish or something you want to be, enjoy the journey of getting there. Like, enjoy the process, because we are never guaranteed a tomorrow. We're not even guaranteed today. Just, it's the truth. So are you doing everything in your power to create joy in every moment, to create authentic just presence in each moment? You know, because when we're so fixated on this destination, we're missing all of the beauty that comes along with the journey.
But how do you do it though? Let's say someone listening to this now, usually when they wake up, it's been like this for months now, they look at themselves in the mirror and they see someone they don't like. Like, how do you go from that to have this magnetic confidence that you're talking about? It feels like such a long journey for that person in that moment, right?
Yeah, it can seem like way far-fetched. And just to be clear, that was me. I looked in the mirror. I hated who I saw, legitimately. So I get it. I've been there. And yes, it takes work. It's not something that happens overnight. So we've got to embrace that. That's why I say, trust the process. Enjoy the process along the way. And it's not, now look, the more, I'll say this, you can take a path that of least resistance, where you could get there a lot quicker. Now, if you're resisting a ton on the way, being a know-it-all or shoving things away, resisting things because they're uncomfortable, which a lot of us do, avoiding, it's gonna take a lot longer for you to get there. I always say this, the greatest sign that you're moving quick, that you're actually creating transformation change results, is if you're feeling uncomfortable a lot. If you notice you're feeling uncomfortable a lot, and people might be like, what? No, I don't want to feel uncomfortable. That's not a good sign. No, it's a great sign. The more our growth happens outside of our comfort zone. So if we're staying in our comfort zone, we're just going to put ourselves in a loop. We're going to keep attracting the same stuff. And so you gotta be willing to get uncomfortable. So if you're feeling uncomfortable, it means you're challenging yourself. It means you're stepping outside of your box and you're stepping into a new possibility for yourself. And of course, you haven't been there yet. So it's gonna be like, you're gonna feel a little like, whoa, I don't know what I feel about this. And that's great, lean into it. So that for me is a really great measurement. So if you're feeling comfortable on this journey, too comfortable, you gotta do something that scares you. You got to do something that really makes you shake a little bit. That's the only way we're going to grow.
But how do you do that for a person that says, yeah, I want all these things, but it doesn't feel like me to be that uncomfortable. Like, how do you take that step to actually go there?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in not just, for example, you're sitting or listening to this podcast and then go out and doing. I mean, we can't read about transformation, listen about transformation. We must do it. So exercises, so little steps that you can take. For example, when I used to have a really big scarcity thing. Yeah. So is this not enough? Not enough. I'm not enough. I don't have enough. There's not enough.
Like many people do.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I knew once I was aware, because again, I wasn't aware that I had this. I would have just said, what are you talking about? I'm good. But once I was aware that I had this, I started taking little steps. So for you listening, you know, once you identify an area where you see growth possible for you, an area you want to transform. So for me, we'll say scarcity. I would take little, really uncomfortable steps. So I would do things like, because I was also working on my self-love, I would buy myself a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And I remember I would cringe when I was doing it because it was like a double whammy. Because for me, me spending money on like a $50, $40, $60 arrangement of flowers, I was like, and I was spending it on me.
Yeah.
I mean, that was big for me because I had a worthiness thing. So was I worthy of these flowers from me that I'm spending my money on? So I would do little things. That's one tactic as an example. Another one, I went with a bunch of girlfriends. This is while I was in my transformational course. And it was like five of us went to go get manis and pedis. And I was the first one done. And I was like, all right, I know what I gotta do because I started to feel uncomfortable. Yeah. And remember, what do? We lean into our discomfort. And so I just started leaning in and I'm like, okay, handed my credit card over to the cash register. I'm like, I'm gonna pay for everyone. Oh, everyone? Yes. I'm paying for all five of us. Okay, handing my card, I'm just cringing. You know, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. But in that moment, it grew me. Yeah. It grew me. That is so, something to ask yourself is, whatever you want to be. So you've been in scarcity. Well, what do you want to be? Abundant. Say that's the opposite for you.
Yeah.
So for me, it was abundant. I want to be an abundant woman. So I asked myself, what would an abundant woman do? Come from a place of being. If I'm abundant, what would I do in this moment? I would pay for my girls because I love them and I want to treat them.
Of course. Yeah.
And it grew me. So those are examples of little things. It's little practices and take baby steps, you know? So, but every step, you just take bigger and bigger steps along the way, little practices. And the best gauge I can give you is the discomfort. As soon as you feel it, lean into that. Don't go the other direction. It's tempting to go back to our comfort zone, but go the opposite way.
Oh, this is so good because the thing is, I'm thinking about the comfort zone and then we have the magic zone, right? And in the magic zone, if we look at life, it's maybe 1-5% that really are in the magic zone. And why are they living their life in the magic zone? They want to be comfortable, right? But it's the why. Like, they have a vision for their life. Why? What am I doing? So I encourage everybody that if you're sitting eating ice cream, watching Netflix 3-4 hours every night. I love Netflix. I love popcorn and chips and all those things, but not every fucking night for 3-4 hours. Then there's something wrong with life, right? Mm-hmm. We have to see, okay, what else can I do? What gives me the fire to go out in this world and create? It doesn't have to be to help at least 10 million people, but it could be to love your wife or your partner or your kids. Right.
Mm-hmm. I always say a why that makes you cry. So it's something deep, something like this. It's the why that, you know, you wake up in the morning, you, why you show up to your job, why you show up to your life. Mm-hmm. And also it's funny you brought up that point, because I actually was talking with a client today and she has the opposite issue where she's never taking any leisure time for herself. She's not filling up her cup. So whether that's Netflix for her or not, but that could be, she was even saying, I love reading, but I don't ever read anymore. So it's, you know what I mean? It depends, like, where are you? And noticing, like, where am I? Because that's kind of a numbing out thing, right? For maybe that person who's watching Netflix night and night out and all that stuff. That's more of like a numbing thing because they don't want to face reality. Whereas for the man or woman who's always busy, quote unquote, too, not enough time to relax, not enough time to fill my cup, to meditate, all those things, then it's like, okay, well, you know your source of everything in your life. If you're not taking care of you, you're not taking care of your life. Yeah. So you can have a reality check either way.
Yeah. No, I love that. And you used to be a person that always did a lot of things, right? To
feel important. I was a number. Like, I would numb out. So I would, even like alcohol, I used to drink every weekend. I would go out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I mean, that was how I would overcome my social anxiety, by the way. If I wanted to hang out with people, I had to be drunk. Like, I remember I would take shots before I went on dates.
Yeah.
Before I go on a date, I'm like, I'm taking shots because I couldn't, I had no idea how to be confident. And like, it's funny because you know what alcohol does? It just lowers your inhibitions, your resistance levels to yourself go down. Yeah. And that's why they say, like, sometimes alcohol brings out your true self. But now I'm at this point where I don't need alcohol. I can be so outrageous. I could stand and dance on a table and I'm completely sober. It's happened on multiple occasions where I just like to have fun now and be me. I don't need to medicate myself to do that.
Yeah, and one thing that I want to say is, as a guy to a lot of women, it's not about, like, quote unquote, looking hot with society's standards. Fuck that. Like, love yourself, because I know when I see someone that truly loves themselves, no matter how they look, I'm attracted to that person. And you know, that's something that I've thought a lot about, because, you know, when I, the only, like, one of the reasons why I'm doing this is when that a guy showed me a book called The Game, because I was bullied.
I know,
and
what
I was
book
fat.
You're talking about.
And I wanted to pick up girls, you know, but once I realized, okay, I got a number, but then I had no game at all, because I was so insecure. Mm-hmm. So that led me to this, like, self-development journey path and becoming an athlete, and that helped me so much. And now I'm confident in that, but, like, it's so kind of interesting how, like, it's not about being hot, quote unquote.
At all.
It's about loving yourself.
Absolutely. Actually, it's funny that you say that, because there's actually been studies around this. The number one most attractive quality or trait to a man about a woman is confidence.
Yeah.
And that's over appearance.
Yeah.
Like, literally. So it breaks my heart when women say to themselves, and men do this too. It's much more common in women that we, like, we pick ourselves apart in the mirrors, and we see ourselves as ugly and not beautiful. We want to be like that. Well, there are men that are going to think that you're beautiful, or women that are going to think that you're handsome. There are, but you're not going to attract them, because all you're seeing is ugly.
Yeah.
And so you'll come off ugly. Like, that's why there's actually really, really, quote unquote, hot girls that come off ugly, because that's how they actually view themselves. That's what I was doing before, remember? And I told you I wasn't being approached as much and all that. So it really is, confidence is so freaking sexy. Yeah. It is the sexiest thing. And you see, I mean, I've seen that, where it's like, same with men for me, where it's like, I'll meet a guy and, like, first glance, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm not that physically attracted to him.
Yeah.
That's why, for me, physical attraction is actually the bottom of my list. And then they start opening their mouths and talking, and I see the way they carry themselves, and I'm like, holy you just got really hot really quick, you know? Like, I'm like, damn. And that, for people listening, own your freaking worth. Own who you are. Like, just own it. That is sexy. It doesn't matter if you're goofy, a little dorky. Yeah. I think that's sexy. Yeah.
No, yeah. I agree with you. And but how do we, like, what other kind of tools can you give to people that want to be more confident? And we're talking, I read it in the beginning, confidence is not about like acting like a bull, right? It's confidence comes from the inside, mm-hmm. and you can show it by being calm, right? By walking into a room smiling and don't have to be the center of attention all the time. So can we just talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even about that. So confidence is when you're gonna feel so free. The feeling you're gonna get when you're confident is free because you're not holding back. So practice, and you can do this with people that you're close to first, which is going to be really easy for you, and then start branching out from there. But really practice being free, like letting go, like how you, that's how I was when I would get drunk. I would feel a little more free because I wasn't holding back as much. So practice, like literally, if you feel something coming up, like say you want to say something. I remember I used to silence myself a lot. So if you feel something that you want to say or you want to comment on something and it's coming up, just let it out. Let it out. And let it out like fully. Don't like half let it out because you're scared. Like practice letting out fully what it is that you want to say. I find that that's a really common one. We won't speak up. Like a guy won't go talk to a girl because he's scared of what she'll say or think or do about him. So that's a good practice. So next time you are at a cafe and you see a pretty girl or a pretty guy, or a pretty guy, a pretty girl or an attractive guy, like, go do it. And pay attention to, hey, remember, every act, every event that happens in life is neutral, truly. Yeah. It's neutral. We're the ones that give charge and meaning to the events. So if you do get rejected, remember, that's a neutral event. Yeah. So just check in. It may hurt initially, that's okay. And then when you think about it, think, what am I making this mean about me?
I love that. And the last question that I have is something that I ask all my guests, because we're all about sharing journeys. But at the end of the day, I want the people right now to get started, to shine light on their life, to get started on their dreams. Mm-hmm. So what would be the first thing they should do right now?
I would go through that process that I just gave you. Identify your limiting beliefs, because there's only so much further we can go with that shit holding you back.
Yeah.
So you want to go far, you want to make progress, momentum forward, you got to deal with that stuff. So the first thing for listeners, I would say go get out your journal, write it down, limiting beliefs, source, who's the source, what's the action you take because of this limiting belief, what's the fake reward, what's the real cost, and what's the undesired outcome showing up in your life. Literally take yourself through that process and then transform the belief into something that's empowering you. That would be my action step for the listeners.
That's a great thing to do. And Ash, I'm so grateful that you're here today. I'm grateful to the universe that connected us, and I'm grateful to Joel that connected us. And I just want to say thank you so much. And if there's any way we can support you, please let us know.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I'm so grateful to have had this amazing conversation tonight.
Thank you. And if people want to learn more about you, where can they find this and your course, your book? And
So my Instagram is at ashley.han. That's H-A-N-N, because it's way easier than Hannah Wacker. Not enough characters for that. And then ashleyhan.com as well. My magnetic confidence course is magneticconfidencecourse.com. So that's nice and easy. And that's pretty much it. And then I have my podcast as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. And we're going to share those links in the show notes. So you can just click and show some support for Ash and truly learn from someone like her. Because I learned a lot today. And I mean, I've taught a lot about confidence in my life, and I feel like I've gone on a very similar journey like yourself and come out with this great confidence, and it sounds cocky when I say it, but that's not what I mean. I truly mean it feels good to be vulnerable, to say like the things that you're not proud of, to own your shit, but also be proud of who you are and what you're doing. And I'm super proud of having the I Love Success podcast. And I'm super proud to every one of you that's listening right now. I love you guys. We want to support you. So if you want more from this, go to ilovesuccess.co. And most importantly, share this with someone, because I can't knock on every door in the world. But together we can do that, and we can share this message. I know there's someone out there now that needs this, that doesn't know about this. So if you can help out with that, that would be amazing. And talk to you guys next week. Take care.